Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Mics are hot.
Mics are hot.
Yes, they are.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Good Sunday morning to you and Charlie and Phil.
What a beautiful week of weather we have had. I absolutely loved this week of weather.
Oh, my God. It's been nice.
Best week of weather in the last 4 months.
Except for Thursday.
Well, all of it was good. Well, we've needed rain, man. It's been over a month since we had any rain.
And cool air. My grass is laid down and it's quit growing.
So your wife doesn't have to get out and cut it anymore?
That's it. Yeah. her and the goats.
I bet she cuts it. Anyway.
And if you had goats, you wouldn't need to cut the grass.
That's right. You wouldn't even have grass.
And a tortoise.
And a tortoise?
Mm-hmm.
But that takes them forever.
They are a little slow.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning, everybody out there.
It's What's the
Sip and Chew show?
Sip and Chew.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Hey,
I'm Mike. You're
Stu. Yeah.
Good.
We all here,
man. Man, I'm excited because a couple more weekends and we're going to be down to the beach.
Yeah, going down to
Orange
Beach.
All right, I can't wait.
I got a busy week that week.
Yeah, do you? Sounds like it.
Well, I believe Wednesday night is registration, team photos, and a little soiree.
Another soiree?
For us. And then Thursday, I don't do jack. Probably just go down there and watch. And then Friday, going to lower the boom and the burgers, baby. Lower the boom.
You going to bring your game?
I ain't doing a single burger with bacon.
Oh.
Not a one. Mm-hmm. Well, the structured build this year is a Juicy Lucy. And if you're not familiar with it, it comes from Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And that's the burger where the cheese is stuffed on the inside.
Okay.
And it's not supposed to be anything but burger with cheese on the inside and a bun.
There's no
ketchup, no mayonnaise. None of that goes on it. Just burger. I'm going to do some more stuff. But a true Juicy Lucy has no condiments at all. No bacon, no onions, no ketchup, nothing.
So how much variety can you do with the patty then?
It's not supposed to be a variety. It's supposed to be coming up with the most authentic version.
Okay.
With
well,
a little
mean,
spin.
I mean, how
That's
many versions can you get between beef and cheese?
Just what cheese you use. But a traditional one is American cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we get to go crazy on our signature piece.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going crazy.
Wide open, huh?
Wide
open,
but no bacon.
And, am I guessing that it's a top secret right now what you're going to do?
Well, yeah, it is. As long as there's 40-something other guys out there wanting to know what I'm doing. Yeah.
Somebody may be listening. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think everybody has got in their head what it is they want to do. But, it's an outdoor cooking scenario, so things go haywire. So what you plan to do and what you send to the judges may involve a whole lot of improvisation. There, I finally said the word.
Improvisation?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to say that? Just
improvisicity?
Needed to say it or had to say it or what? Been wanting to say it?
Improvisation? Yeah.
So, hey, Stu, we got a caller online. They want to talk about their event coming up.
Okay.
And, I've been to one of their Mardi Gras balls, and they throw a pretty good ball. It's called Queens with Dreams. Mm-hmm. And we got on the phone. We got Jeanette Bartle, a friend of mine. And Jeanette, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are y'all?
Oh, we're wonderful. We're here. Yeah. It's beautiful outside. It's a beautiful day.
Hungover from no football.
Great day for this event, too.
So tell us what you got going on.
Well, a little bit about Queens with Dreams real quick. We are a ladies organization. We're Mardi Gras-like. We do everything just like a true Mardi Gras society. We have a ball and all, and it is a blast, like Mike said. But we have a purpose. We're a philanthropic group, so we give back to the community. We're such a collective group of ladies, and we pool our resources so that we can do these things for our community. Well, today we're having our Queens for a Cause. This is our third annual event to hold this, and it's going to be at Medal of Honor Park. And we also have our junior queens, which are ages 5 through 20. So it's actually, they're the ones that are actually doing it, and we're their support today. The money that is raised today is 100% will be split between Save a Stray and Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. So we've got to give to the fur babies. You know, can't forget about them. We've got some great, great places in the area that have they're going to be contributing as well. We're going to have beignets from Panini Pete.
Wow. We know
him. Yeah. Manning's Market was kind enough to donate the hot dogs and buns, so we'll have hot dogs for sale. Then we've got pizza that's going to be from Cece's, and then we'll have a variety of sodas and bottled water. We've got several vendors that are going to be there today, so you'll be able to browse. But in my opinion, the hit of this event today is going to be the red carpet fashion show. I
oh,
can't
really?
Wait to see how these animals get dressed up.
Oh, that sounds neat.
Prance along that red carpet and show off their little tails. and that's going to be a blast. And that's free. Bring your pet out. Let them get dressed up and walk them on that red carpet. Create some smiles. Let's raise some money.
Oh, wow. The organization. That sounds like a great thing to do today.
What time is
Absolutely.
The event?
Absolutely. It's going to be from 12 to 3, and it's going to be by the dog park at Medal of Honor Park. So your best entrance is probably going through the Knollwood side,
mm-hmm.
And then you park, and then just come join us.
For those of us that are pre-millennials, Medal of Honor Park, we grew up with as Knollwood Park, I believe.
Cottage Hill Park. Yeah.
Mike knows his parks. He was in
a
street game.
We're showing our age.
Well, I used to play football for Cottage Hill and coach there, too.
Yeah. At the same time?
But it's at the Medal of Honor Park.
You were a coach player like Tree Rollins in the
Something
NBA?
Something like that. I've always had that ability.
I want to also say that Dr. Nisley from Save a Stray is going to be there offering microchipping for $25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is a really good price.
We need to have Stu.
I was going to say.
Deal. Does he do humans?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We may need to do that.
He could put one where my belly button used to be.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And then if anybody has any blankets, rubbing alcohol, gauze.
Rubbing alcohol, she said, Mark. Rubbing
that they
alcohol.
Can bring to donate that we can give to these two organizations, that would be great as well.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have a bunch of blankets, and I was just thinking about that. I was going to text Donna and see if I could donate those blankets. And
but she ain't getting his alcohol, rubbing or otherwise.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
Jeanette.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I hope y'all do really well today and very successful. And I hope y'all give a lot of hot dogs away today, and because that would mean a lot of people showed up.
Yeah,
it would.
Hey, if anybody wants to support you off the, you know, other than the event, where can they go to find out more about your calls here?
There is a Facebook page.
Okay.
The third annual Queens for a Cause.
Okay.
It is on Facebook, and we've been posting it on several of the, like the Nextdoor site and several community sites. So if you want to go to those pages and check it out, and Queens with Dreams also has a page if you want to check us out to see what we're about, that would be great.
Let me give you a quick suggestion. Why don't you share all of those with David Rasp, the owner of Heroes Sports Bars and Roll Scam, because that dude is into doggies.
That would be great.
And that he will get it great. Around. He is always sharing the SPCA lost dog posts in the area and stuff like that. I bet Dave would.
And Cheryl at Callahan's, too.
Yeah.
Cheryl at Callahan's, because they had the same kind of dogs.
Yeah, and you know, Heroes is a dog-friendly venue on their outside seating.
It is. Yeah. And so many more establishments are becoming that way, and it's so wonderful.
Yes, it is.
You know,
because everybody loves their doggies, and they love to take them out. And the doggies love to get out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't want to just stay locked up at home all day as well or in the backyard.
Absolutely.
Like to get out too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We're up against a break, but folks, get out there to a Medal of Honor Park today and take your puppy out. Now, Bug has a black hoodie.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we call it bug life.
You know, some places wear a hoodie. You can't wear a hoodie inside some places.
All right, folks, 343-0106, and you can call in. But we've got more guests coming. We've got Mobile Bayskeepers coming in this afternoon.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
How'd your team do yesterday, Mike? They did not lose, did they?
We didn't lose.
My team did not lose either. Didn't have a point scored on us.
But a lot of teams did lose yesterday. Yep. I sat up and watched the
half the teams that played yesterday lost.
Really? How did that happen?
Yeah.
I stayed up and watched the Oklahoma State and Texas game. Boy, that was a good game. Not as exciting as the Purdue game beating Ohio State last week.
Well, who won the Texas game?
Not Texas. It was Oklahoma. So that's another one that was ranked going down. I think they were ranked six.
I don't understand why Michigan is ranked at all, much less one step away from the playoffs. They're terrible. Auburn would beat them by 30 points, and Auburn's horrible this year.
Is this the week that the first playoff?
Yes. Yeah, it comes out Tuesday night. So, but like Saban said, the only poll that matters is the last one.
Yeah, he's right.
On election
but
day.
I would like to see Michigan get in the playoffs because you know they're going to pair them against Alabama in the first round because Alabama will be number one seed. Michigan will be at best the fourth best team in that playoff. And that, I swear, Alabama, if they want to, can score 100 points on Michigan. They got no defense, they got no offense, and they got the worst coach in college football. So, but what do they have? They own more khakis and Izod polo shirts than any town in the world.
Why is that? And how do you know this?
Jerks. My brother-in-law, I had a brother-in-law went to Michigan State. And I've had other people, there's no less football-y football fans. Well, they say the big house in Michigan is the quietest 100,000 people on earth. Really? That is the nickname of that stadium, the quietest 100,000 people on earth.
Blame that on the cheerleaders?
No. They don't understand what football is in Michigan. They got all that lead in their water.
Could explain a lot.
They've forgotten what football was. But there we go. There's a little slice of football.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Where'd you eat?
Oh.
Really? That sounds good.
I'm going to tell you, this little place down in Gulf Shores, it's north of the canal.
Mm-hmm.
It's still Gulf Shores.
Yeah. Not yet Foley.
It's not on the beach, but it's not Foley.
Yeah. Across the
it's
bridge.
It's in the shopping center. I forgot the name of the shopping center. It's where the Cobb movie theater is. And
don't know where any of that is.
Anyway, this place is called Blues Burgers.
I've heard good things.
Good God, their burgers are good. Mm-hmm. And the bun, they must have a butter wheel back there and a flat griddle. But they brand their buns on top with a branding iron, and it says BB, you know, Blues Burger.
Oh, good.
But the best, one of the best things about them is they make their own hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
Tater tots. They make their own tater tots.
Tater tots, yeah.
And they got some hash browns dipping sauce.
Yeah.
And I got where did I eat that the other day? Oh, I got to tell you another place too. But anyway, as far as burgers down at the beach, now I love Bill's. I love Rudy's, what Rudy does with their burgers.
Yeah.
And it comes out and it's got the big knife stuck in the top of it, you know, because you're going to need to cut it.
Yeah, sticking the air thing together.
But go try the Blues Burgers, man. They got a great atmosphere. They started out as a food truck, believe it or not. Now they got their brick and mortar, and I understand they're probably going to be going into the container place in Spanish Fort.
Oh, okay, cool.
The place of all restaurants. That
has been mostly rumor so far?
Mostly rumor so far, but it's going to – if you've ever been to the place called the Guff in Orange Beach.
Oh, great place. Fantastic.
Great scenic view. And it's made out of
great food.
Those shipping containers.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be doing something similar to that in
– There's a redneck amusement park on Grand Bay Wilmer Road made out of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on some little creek or river up there.
Huh.
Just everybody in the neighborhood got together and took their junk out there. And
oh, that's
neat looking.
Yeah. But anyway, I ate this other place the other day.
Well, I want to ask you one quick one, Mike. Yeah. Blues Burgers is on Highway 59.
Highway 59 is right there in the shopping center.
On the right? And,
it's on the left going south. It's there with Publix, Target, Cobb Movie Theater, and a bunch of other places. There's a Whacked Out Wieners there, Wienies too, there, which have great hot dogs, by the way. That's also, cool. I ate a place in Fairhope. It's a barbecue place. It's just a little shed. Mm-hmm. It's just a shed. Mm-hmm. And it's called Papa Dave's Barbecue.
Okay.
And he's got the smokers out by the road, little smokers out by the road creating smoke. Mm-hmm. And it's away from Fairhope, but it's south of Fairhope on Section Street. Dang good brisket. Dang good brisket. And you know what he gives you? He gives you a little. I got a brisket sandwich. That thing was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Piled up high. Piled up high with brisket. He gives you a cup of au jus.
Yeah.
Nobody does au jus in this town. What in the world is wrong? If you get a Philly sandwich or a roast
Philly
beef sandwich.
Philly should never have au jus, ever.
I like au jus.
That is not a Philly sandwich.
I like au jus.
That's a French dip. Go get a French dip.
Well, whatever.
Go to Arby's and get a French dip.
Yeah. Anyway, he serves.
Get an Italian beef.
He serves au jus.
Italian beef is what Philly wishes it was. Or what French dip wishes it was.
Okay.
Because first off, there should never be cheese on a French dip.
Well, he takes the drippings from the pan, mm-hmm. and he makes his au jus out of that. Mm-hmm. And he also does a brisket debris sandwich.
That sounds tasty.
Oh my God, that stuff is good.
Yeah.
That stuff is good.
Well, last Sunday, my brother and a buddy of his came over, and we, you know, we're moving a whole lot of crap from one house to the other one. A whole lot of crap. I'm sorry, antiques. Crap. old stuff nobody wants anymore. They call those antiques. But my brother at one point goes, isn't there a barbecue place in this town? And I said, as a matter of fact, Hickory Pit, and they got more than barbecue, catfish, all that. We went up there, and the three of us just sat up at the bar and just got fat and happy off some barbecue.
Mm-mm-mm.
Brandon and his family got it going on, the meat, the smoke flavor. Just, it was fine, son. Fine.
Fine, fine, fine.
Fine. It was fine. That's what it was. It was fine. Know what it was?
What?
Fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Well, that place that I went to, Papa Dave's.
Yeah.
Let me say it one more time. It's on Section Street, south of Fairhope, out of the city limits. It's still in the city limits. But it's called Papa Dave's Barbecue. Mm-hmm. You won't go wrong. It's delicious. Delicious. Mm-hmm. So,
Thursday night, the first golden ticket for World Food Championship 2019 went to your alma mater, Davidson Warriors Culinary Team down
what
on
for?
The island. We had them on the show last week. Were you drunk? Well, no. That's a silly question. We had them on the drunk show last week. Were you awake? Yeah, the Dolphin Island Estuarium.
That's right.
Yeah.
You did say that.
Yeah, and posted it on your page. Hey, Davidson won. Congratulations. Where Mike, have you been?
Mike was, the
Warriors.
Mike was doing beverage research.
Good one, Charlie.
He only tastes the...
I try.
He has found that the best way to sample a drink is to only taste the last sip.
That makes sense.
But to get to it, you got to get all the rest of it out of the way.
But that's see, where the flavor is.
Right.
The flavor settles to the bottom.
That's yeah. right. It makes that last sip so good.
Yeah. And,
it's like girls at closing.
I have not yet.
Not yet.
But third party, Heather tried Bob Omansky's new place, Taco Mama, the other day.
Yeah.
She's very impressed. All she got is a quesadilla and some queso. But she mm-hmm. said the queso was phenomenal. And she said everything else looked and smelled good. So maybe you should call Bob and see if he wants to host a join us for dinner. We like that street corner. We'll go to all of them and eat there. We'll go
there's
to Cammy's and
on.
Eat there.
There's a lot going on in that corner.
Yeah.
That's a busy intersection. There's a few other places coming there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real soon.
Yeah. Blowing up.
Jesus. Good food. Good food.
So I am I'm very interested in that. I'm pretty sure I went somewhere else this week, but I don't recall. Oh, well, yeah. Heather brought home a pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've got the new kitchen going and trying to get it set up.
Cool.
and been doing a lot. In fact, I got a big old pot of white beans and ham sitting on the stove, simmering away.
What size are those beans?
White beans should always be small. There's, they only come one size. I'm not doing llamas.
See, somebody makes those big old llamas, like those big old beans that about silver dollar size.
I'd like to get some of them.
Oh, not me.
But you know, there are some people that will eat full llamas but won't eat babies, and some that'll eat babies and won't eat the others, and that's just ridiculous. They taste exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's just, someone actually said at an Italian restaurant, I would like the fettuccine Alfredo, but can I get angel hair because I'm allergic to fettuccine? They're allergic to a shape.
Probably.
A shape, because they all pasta tastes the same. The names define the shape. Mm-hmm. The shapes you choose based on what sauce you're having, not what pasta you like. The worst combination in the world of pasta is angel hair pasta and Alfredo sauce. You won't have a lick of sauce on that piece of pasta.
Wow.
Because it falls right off of it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's just gross.
Hey, I want to give a shout out and perks and everything to David Rass.
I know David Rass.
I see he put a new item on his menu. It's potato soup and grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And he's doing it for the winter. He said for the weather.
Winter.
Winter.
Pronounce the T or he'll think winter. Just winter. Make it for Alabama.
but no, he thought, you know, it's winter's coming up.
Winter.
Winter's coming up, and we need something that people would like for the winter, the cold one.
Well, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Justine from Mobile Baykeeper. They got a little bash coming up. We're going to talk about that.
Awesome. Awesome. It's a mighty good food. It's a great day. We don't want to run the mood. Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight because it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, it's a mighty good food.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Great thing about Bill Stitt.
Yes?
He was at Walmart in Daphne yesterday. You know why?
Why?
Anthony Serrano, you've seen him on Food Network.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen him at World Food Championships. Did a cooking demo yesterday at the Walmart in Daphne. Doing it again today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's part of the World Food Championships Walmart Food Champ series.
Yeah, cool.
Great recipes that have come up with from actual World Food Championship champions.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Sherrill's come up with a few of them. Anthony is...
Those are great things to know, man.
Yeah. Anthony is he's a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sat at the table of 10 before.
By the way, our friend Marty Duncan's in town.
Yeah?
She's not in town. She was in town yesterday on Schillinger's Road.
Yeah, she's in another town today close by.
In Gulf Shores at the Rouses. Gulf Shores, you know, they don't sponsor us anymore. But we love Marty.
Yeah.
We love Marty. And she's going to be doing a cooking demonstration down in Gulf Shores. I'm not sure the time, but
check with the Rouses.
If I'll find out before we leave here today, we'll let you know.
Put it on Facebook, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I shared all of her stuff on Facebook yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So just go to our Facebook page now and scroll down. You'll see it.
Yeah.
It's already there. Now, we have a guest. Justine from Mobile Baykeeper is on the line. And Justine, I believe y'all have some kind of hoodle doings coming up, don't you?
We have a lot of hoodle doings. Don't make me hungry this
time. I love that word.
I can say that for sure.
Why don't you tell everybody what you got going on?
So we have our annual Bay Bash event coming up. Mobile Baykeeper is 21 years old, and this is our longest running event.
Y'all are old enough to drink now.
Right? So it's time to party.
Oh, Mike, this is your year.
We'll have some great cocktails. We'll have beer and wine, and it's going to be held at Gulf Quest again down on the Mobile River. But one of the most exciting things is that we're bringing back our old format of the event where we're going to be celebrating the bounty of Mobile Bay. So I know I heard y'all talking about the good folks, Bob O'Mancy over at Taco Mama. Wetzel's is going to be joining us this year again as a food vendor, a dinner sponsor for the night, as well as Original Oyster House, Felix's Fish Camp, We're going to have Mobile Bay Oyster Company doing a raw bar.
You got some tickets for Mike and I for that?
Yeah, of course we did. We couldn't talk to you about such a tease you like this without inviting you to come enjoy some of this awesome food. And we'll have Sunset Point as well from over the bay.
Oh,
we're excited to bring back
Sunset
that
Point
format of the event.
Man, this is now, what is it that Mobile Baykeeper is looking to accomplish with the Bay Bash?
Bay Bash is an annual celebration of our members and everyone that makes our work possible. So we have 4,500 members on Mobile and Baldwin counties, and we want to invite everybody to come together to enjoy the reasons why we love where we live. So we're celebrating this right on the Mobile River at Gulf Quest. We're bringing some of the best seafood around, and we're going to have live music, of course, to kick it up a notch. This year we're going to have Yo Jonesy. She's a singer with soul.
Ooh, love her. We love Yo Jonesy. She is fantastic. Is it the whole band, or is it just her trio? Or
yeah, it'll be Yo Jonesy and the Crown Jewels will be there.
Oh, they're fantastic, Mike. R&B, reggae,
love
they
them.
Do it all.
I
one of the best them. Bands in the area. They are that Jonesy. She's cute as
we're
she can thrilled. Be, too.
I'm actually in Memphis right now. It's funny y'all say that. Y'all were talking about barbecue this morning, so I had to come up here to see what it was all about and if we were better down in Alabama.
Just different. We've got our own thing. It's not a case of better, but here are my recommendations in Memphis. On Beale Street, go to a place called Blue City Diner. They got some of the best barbecue. That's the originator of Memphis Soul Stew and the best tamales I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
And there's also a little chain, local chain called Tip Top that does whole hog pulled barbecue. And I thought they had just mixed crunchy bacon into it the first time I had it, but it's the skin on the outside of the pulled pork.
Oh, wow.
Good gosh. And then, of course, Rendezvous.
Mm-hmm. Rendezvous. We went there. It was their rub was incredible.
Yeah.
I had a brisket platter, one thing they recommended on there, and it was delicious with a side of beans as well.
Yeah. So, okay, we got off on our barbecue tangent now. So I guess Heather and I going to Moe's. I did get some Moe's wings. But back to Bay Bash. When is the event? What time is it? Where can they find tickets?
Bay Bash is Friday, November 2nd. So it's next Friday. It's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. We used to have it only last until 9, but people wanted to stay longer and eat more food and drink more drink and enjoy the music.
That's what it was, to drink more drink.
To drink more drink. And Mike says he will be there at 9:59, but don't shut that bar down until midnight.
We won't close it down without y'all there. I promise.
Okay.
You can buy tickets on our website. It's mobilebaykeeper.org /Bay Bash, or you can go to the events tab right at the top of the page and scroll to Bay Bash. Actually, on the commercial break, I was listening to y'all on live stream and liking y'all on Facebook Live too while I was up here. But I heard a commercial for the Wharf. We're actually, Jimmy Buffett is a founding member of Mobile Baykeeper and an honorary board member. And so he's going to be offering a concert package to any concert in 2019. He'll give you two tickets, and I promise you they're great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I've
done the whole love-hate thing with Jimmy's music, you know, because when I was a up-and-coming rock star in my 20s back in the early 90s, I was too hip for that, but now that I've listened to it, I'm like, my gosh, what a talented man!
Very, and he's a great businessman. Great businessman too.
Yeah.
So,
do y'all have a Facebook page set up? And of course you do, because that's how I got in contact with you. But
we have Mobile Baykeeper has a Facebook page. You can go on there, and anyone can like us on there, and that's one of the best ways to keep up to date on everything we have going on. This is our last main event of the year, but we have events that go on year round. We have like the Bay Bites Food Truck Festival in July, and I heard y'all talking about Blues Burgers. They've supported the event before, and their burgers are incredible.
I enjoyed the Food Truck Festival. It is fantastic.
Well, y'all do an incredible job and by bringing awareness to, this. We've only got one waterway system here.
We only got the one bay.
And we need to take care of it. And I travel across it every day, and I just love it. I'd love to get up into the Delta there a little more. And
really? You haven't taken a swamp tour?
You know, we'd love to take y'all out. We have our Baykeeper boat that we use for patrolling and monitoring our waterways and responding to citizens' concerns, but we could take y'all up there anytime.
Could I bring a rod and reel?
Absolutely. We wouldn't be celebrating the bounty of the bay without it, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I will snatch a bass out of the river right there, and we'll have sushi.
I'm going to tell you, there's it's such a jewel to have that water system we have there.
It really
that bay
is.
And the delta
and great that we have an organization like Mobile Bay Keepers that's being the conscience for the rest of us who may get out there and be harmful. My dad always, you know, he taught us, because the thing back in the 70s was when you finish a beer can, you just hold it underwater and it'll go to the bottom. Mm-hmm. That was how you're supposed to throw things away. And
he taught us not to.
Especially out of Big Creek Lake, because that's the water supply for the city of Mobile.
Yeah, that's our drinking water supply. And the backup drinking water supply, if anything were to ever go awry out at Big Creek Lake, is the Mobile River. So we have to cherish all of our waterways, and that's what Mobile Bay has been doing for 21 years, and protecting the beauty, health, and heritage of the Mobile Bay watershed. So if you join us at Bay Bash, you can help invest in that as well. Like you said, you know, if you don't drive across it every day, you might not realize that everything that winds up on a concrete or in a parking lot ends up in our waterway. And so we don't want to swim by it, tube by it, fish by it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love what they're doing on Three Mile Creek. And, you know, you could kayak in there now, and they got the parks.
Really?
And yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, the city helped install the launch down at Tricentennial Park. And we actually, a group of friends and I not too long ago, brought our kayaks down there. It was really easy to get in, and we kayaked all the way to the Mobile River.
Wow, really?
That's awesome.
I wouldn't recommend that for somebody looking for a leisurely stroll. But
Well, at Limited Sims, I usually take my kayak out to Big Creek Lake, and then I don't have to worry about waves or oil freighters.
Gators.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got catfish out there as big as gators.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, big catfish.
I mean, Justine, one more time, give us the information for anybody that wants to attend Bay Bash this year.
All right, Bay Bash 2018. It'll be on November 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Gulf West Maritime Museum. We have a Facebook page, Bay Bash 2018, and you can follow us on our Facebook page for updates at Mobile Bay Keeper. And then you can also visit us on mobilebaykeeper.org/baybash for your tickets to the event.
Oh, fantastic, Justin.
Sounds like a great time.
Hopefully we'll see you
thank
out there.
Thank you so much. We always love y'all, and I'll have some tickets sent y'all's way next week.
All right,
cool
thank
beans.
You, dear.
All righty. Score!
Yay! Once again, that's Mobile Bay Keepers. Justine from them, the Bay Bash 2018 coming up at the Boat Museum.
They put on a lot of cool events during the year. They really do.
They really do. Fantastic organization.
I need two of me.
Two of you?
Two of me.
So you can go to all these events. I'm going to one, I believe it's Wednesday night. It's you have to be an investor to go to that. I'm an investor. You see, in Haint Blue Brewery. They're,
excuse me.
Haint Blue is doing like a soft opening with the tap room, I believe what they're calling.
Awesome.
It. And as an investor, that's one of the things I get. You know, and when I say investor, folks, I don't have thousands of dollars in this. I sent them $100 to get started. Just it was a vanity thing.
I was going to say, Stu, two things. One is a public service. If this show should ever go quiet and everybody quits talking, it'll be because a barbecue truck pulled up outside.
We're out there.
Is there
and
one
the
out
other
there?
Thing is that's right, everybody just dropped the microphones and go. But I wanted us to take the break a little early so we could share a little local music.
Absolutely.
How about some Sugarcane Jane? How's that sound, Charlie?
This is called The One Before Me.
Sugarcane's is a food item.
There you go.
It fits.
I can see she's heavy on your heart today. Just leave her baggage outside your door. It's time to put all those old thoughts away. You don't have to go there anymore. You're thinking about the one before me. I'd never do you that way. Stop thinking about the one before me.
This is now,
and that was yesterday.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Sue.
Talk about your happenstance.
Yeah.
As we mentioned earlier, Marty's in Gulf Shores today, slinging some hash.
Oh, yeah,
I was going
to find out what time.
It's at Rouse's.
I know, but what time?
You could call Rouse's.
You talk while I look up something.
That's usually how it works. I'm talking, you're on the...
You don't know.
Did you hear what Marcia said
nothing.
About Tina? Did you,
you
hear what Marcia... I saw Greg kissing Marie.
It's cell phone and stew.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Sip and chew with iPhone and stew.
There you go.
All right, what am I looking for? Oh, yeah.
You are a wealth of nothing.
And then lost
I've been called
place.
Worse.
Yeah. Well, I just want to go ahead and say thank you to Robert at the Tin Top Oyster Bar in Bon Secours. He's invited Mike and I to do some brunch. Don't know if we'll make it today, but it sure sounds like something we need to do.
I know I got a full day today, but yeah. I would love to come go down there.
Yeah,
it's been absolutely. A while since I've been that way and have eaten down there.
I've never actually been to Bon Secours.
It's a cool little place. Oh, it's
a
great
cool
community.
Place.
It really is.
I'd like to go there. My only experience with Fish River is driving through it, going the back way to Bellacera Gardens and seeing the sign that says Fish River and go, oh, John must be here somewhere. Mike, just check our page. I told you I posted it
yesterday.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Good. Ooh, yeah, I'm not the one man in the missile silo.
I would like
today.
To take that, Robert. I would like to take that opportunity, but I know I can't do it today. But yeah, that'd be great if we could get down there.
Is it too early to talk about possible next Sunday? Or
what do you mean possible?
It'll be here before we know it.
Well, all I know is John from Fish River's on the line, and
what you were thinking of doing?
Oh, I don't know. John from Fish River, I was in your neck of the woods last night for about 20 seconds.
You were? Well, you're passing through?
Yeah, exactly. Leaving Bellacera on the way home.
He doesn't stay in one place very long.
Nope. When it's time to go, it's time to go.
Mike, I got a question. That barbecue place that you went to, that's about on the corner of Twin Beach Road and South Section Street.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Now,
it's not that
somebody's front yard.
It's not that. It's not that brick building on the corner. It's
right
next
right.
to it. It's in that shed. Oh my God, that's good stuff.
Hey, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been to Buster's Barbecue down in Robertsdale?
You know, that may have been a place I've been trying to get Linda to stop at and get supper
it's good.
On her way home.
It's good. My buddy Kevin and I were over in Bellacera doing some maintenance work last summer.
Uh-huh.
I said, let's ride down to Robertsdale, try this barbecue place out. And it is good, and we've been keeping up with them. They're doing some nifty things. You might want to go check it out.
Is this place in an old shopping center?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going south, it's on the right-hand side.
That's the one.
It's the first building or the first unit in that long building.
Clearly you know where it is. Why are you asking questions?
just to be sure I got my bearings straight.
It's, instead of Google Maps, he was using Stoogle Maps.
Hey, in case you want to head down there, John, Marty's going to be at the Gulf Shores Rouse's at 11 a.m. this morning doing a cooking demonstration.
You found it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm committed to getting this club cranked up. I've got a few more boards.
Or you could go to Daphne.
He definitely has
Walmart
his priorities
and see,
in order.
Anthony
to...
Serrano. Charlie, I see another line up here, and it says on air.
Yeah,
am I confused?
That's been popping up all morning.
Oh, okay. Well, what you got on your mind, John? What you got simmering there at the club today?
Well, I got a question also, other than the barbecue place. the World Food Championship is coming up in about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Have they picked all the judges, or do you know?
That I do not know. Get in touch with David Calametti.
Yeah, and, I've messaged him, and I'm still waiting.
Okay, I will have I'll have Heather double check that then.
Now you do recommend the place in Robertsdale.
Yeah, I loved it.
When they first opened up, I looked at it, I said, "That's an unusual place," but
it's good.
Don't judge by the cover. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, good Lord, man! If you did that, nobody would have ever walked into Brick Pit, would they?
That's for sure.
All right, John.
We can't have enough of enough barbecue places.
Yeah. You know what we need of barbecue place wise, though, is more of them that are open on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for Father's Day.
And Saturdays for football.
All right, John, we got another caller we got to get to, buddy. But
okay,
say Baba the magic
Kanoosh,
word.
Okay?
Say the magic word, John.
Baba Kanoosh.
All right. We got Gene.
Gene, what's on your mind?
What did y'all say those hot tomatoes were y'all was talking about being so wonderful?
Oh, well, the ones that I had were at Blue City Diner on Beale Street in Memphis.
Oh, hell, okay. Well, I go to Mississippi to get plenty of good
stuff. Well, let me tell you where you can get some.
I go to Vicksburg, Natchez over and go fishing every year, and I'll get me a load of them and come back home.
Well, let me tell you where you can get some here locally. Where do you live at, Gene?
Mobile.
Okay, go across the bay to Daphne.
You like a smart aleck?
No, I just wanted to put
Mobile
some bearings.
Yeah.
Go to Daphne and go to Daphne and go to Champy's Fried Chicken. They have hot. They're out of Greenville.
Cuisine.
They're out of Greenville, Mississippi.
Yeah,
that's the tamale capital.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know the area.
And I'll give you a hint. If you go to Champy's, Gene, order your appetizer and your fried chicken and tell them you want them both out at the table at the same time, because that chicken comes so hot, I don't care who you are, you cannot take a bite for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't usually get appetizers, but I'd have to – the name of Champions. What's the street or area or whatever?
It's at the corner of
– it is Highway 98.
98.
On the left as you go
on the left, and I forget the name of that street. I can't remember. But there's a CVS.
Daphne.
What city is it in close to?
Daphne. It's in Daphne.
Daphne. I'm sorry. Hell, my brain's not working this morning.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be a Winn-Dixie.
Seeing a lot of that this
There used
morning.
To be a Whispering Pine. Whispering Pine. That's the name
of
the street.
Oh, okay. Is it Whispering Pines and
you have to make a U-turn. You have to make a U-turn there at the light and come back around. It's right by CC's Pizza. Little Caesar's Pizza.
Yeah, it's sharing a building with a Little Caesar's.
Yes, sir. Great fried chicken, and don't be in a hurry because it takes a while to fry that chicken. They cook it to order. They don't have it sitting under a heat lamp. Sir?
Yeah, they serve beer. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
Mike wouldn't step in that they did. Only reason he goes to Cammie's Old Dutch anymore is because she does cold duck ice cream.
I have standards, man. I have standards.
50 years ago, I got drunk at a wedding, and I hadn't tasted none since. That sounds like the kill me.
Was it your wedding?
No, it wasn't mine.
It was a friend of mine. But I had touched another drop of that cold duck. I swore off of that. You get a tank full of that stuff, son. The next day it was a Thanksgiving, and I always cooked bread on Thanksgiving rolls. I couldn't even read the recipe.
Welcome to Mike's life.
With something else.
All right, Gene. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
He could be my long-lost brother.
Hey, I got to ask a question. You guys sometimes say something really significant, but it's on the fly. It goes by in about a second. But you said cold duck ice cream?
Baskin-Robbins used to do, and it was like a ice cream sherbet blend called cold duck. And it was just red flavored. Red is a flavor.
Oh, I see. It wasn't
actual cold duck.
Oh, okay.
But it was my favorite ice cream, and they didn't always have it, and I would be so disappointed if they didn't have it. That was my favorite ice cream growing up was cold duck.
Yes, it is, Tex Man. It is the best fried. It is great, good
fried
chicken.
At the
and
Champions.
Tamales.
Yeah,
too many places are
fried jalapeno
tamales.
Slices are phenomenal. We waded through it. Yeah, I forgot. You got old man belly now.
I do.
Yeah.
So, Carter, did you say we got 30 seconds?
No, you got less than that. Now
okay.
You got 10.
Well, still, we
got
to go.
We got to be local.
Be local, buy local, shop local, spend local. So anyway, get out there, support local.
Yeah.
Tip your waiters.
There you go. Can you say local a few more times?
And still, provolone.
Provolone, Mike.
Pasta la vista, baby.
I steal a pizza.
What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
Chicken, chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.